You're listening to SBS News.
Authorities again heighten security and close off key roads in Indian-controlled Kashmir. This time, it's ahead of Friday prayers in the disputed territory's summer capital, Srinagar. Srinagar man Tariq says he knows exactly why roads have been closed.
They closed it so that people don't get to pray or people don't gather here in large numbers or protests don't happen.
Separatist leaders in the Indian-controlled part of Kashmir have urged people to defy government bans and join a mass march after Friday prayers. The latest crisis in Kashmir, the dispute over whose status goes back more than 70 years, started when the Indian government revoked Jammu and Kashmir's statehood, creating two federal territories, a move that gives the federal government more control. With this move came a communications blackout in Kashmir and a security lockdown. At least 2,300 people have been arrested in the area, including former chief ministers of the province. Srinagar resident Ghulam Rasul Bhatt says his brother is one of them, and authorities aren't being forthright with him over when he will be released.
Police registered a case against him. The cops tell us to come in the morning and they will release him. When we do, they tell us to come in the evening. This is what we have been dealing with.
India and Pakistan both claim sovereignty over all of Kashmir, but each only control part of it. There is dissent in other parts of India against the Indian government's latest actions in Kashmir. Some have protested in the Indian capital, Delhi. Zubair Rashid is a Kashmiri student in Delhi. He says what he sees as the Indian government trying to suppress people's voices in Kashmir will stir up more violence in the territory.
If you are trying to cage them, if you are trying to, you know, suppress their voices, they will come and they'll fight for it. And it can be violence. And the state will be, you know, will have to take responsibility for creating that violence at that point of time. Right now, there is this communication blockade in Kashmir. We are not able to talk to our, you know, parents regularly. Or for that matter, there are many people who haven't even talked to their parents since 5th of August. And the leadership is like detained. There is no voice for us in Jammu and Kashmir right now. And the press is not, there is no freedom for press.
The Indian government is also being pressured on the international stage over the matter. French President Emmanuel Macron has brought up the issue with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi during Mr. Modi's visit to France. Mr. Macron says he will also speak to Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan about the matter.
La France demeurera évidemment attentive à ce que les intérêts et les droits des populations civiles soient dûment pris en compte dans les territoires de part et d'autre de la ligne de contrôle.
France will remain attentive about civil populations' interests and rights will be duly taken into consideration in territories on both sides of the control line. We do care about this spirit of calming down, dialogue, and we do care a lot about the effectiveness of this policy of stability and fight against terrorism. This is why, as I mentioned to Prime Minister Modi, I will have in the coming days an exchange with the Pakistani Prime Minister to remind him too of France's will to see this question treated bilaterally. France's concern is to preserve the stability in the region and to fight all forms of terrorism.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.